I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. Access to justice for Indigenous communities is on the radar of the new Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner. Katie Kiss started in the role in April and she's preparing to travel around the country to hear community concerns. Commissioner Kiss told NIRS News that she wants to change the narrative around justice.
The definition of justice has always been about a positive experience and creating justice for people, not exposing people to justice systems like the criminal justice system or the youth justice system. So I'm keen to have a dialogue with government and community and civil society about how we change that narrative, how we stop dehumanising and criminalising our children and our people.
Seven independence activists linked to riots in the French Pacific Territory of New Caledonia have been sent to mainland France for pre-trial detention. One of those sent to France is Christian Tien, an Indigenous Kanak leader of the pro-independence party known as the Field Action Coordination Unit. Authorities are yet to specify what charges Tien is facing. Two teenagers will appear in court today following a brawl that shut down an Adelaide shopping centre. The Westfield Marion Centre was locked down yesterday afternoon amid reports an armed person was in the centre. Two boys, aged 15 and 16, have been arrested and charged with assault, affray and aggravated robbery. Officers seized two expandable batons. South Australian police are looking for a third boy and are encouraging him to hand himself in. A new report has found the court system is failing underpaid migrants and students. The Migrant Justice Institute has found thousands or potentially millions of people are underpaid each year. The report's author, Associate Professor Laurie Berg, says reforms to current claims processes are being proposed to fix issues of pay.
We need an accessible wage claims process. Otherwise, justice and actually just getting your minimum entitlements under the labour law is a pipe dream.
24 people have been charged and replica firearms have been seized across northwest Sydney. Day 2 of Operation Disrupt has been targeted at preventing crimes before they happen, with a particular focus on the public transport network. Alison Coleman from New South Wales Police says carrying weapons in public areas will continue to be a focus for law enforcement.
Officers attached to the Police Transport Command have arrested and charged 24 people and seized several knives and replica firearms in a 2-day transport safety blitz.
A new poll has found 41% of survey participants support the Coalition's nuclear energy plan. Findings from the Resolve Political Monitor have revealed 37% oppose the idea and 22% are undecided. The poll also found 73% of those surveyed are in favour of a shift to renewable energy. We'll have more coming up next.
When someone was sharing intimate images without my permission and threatening me online, I didn't know what to do. One of my aunties told me about the online safety laws and helped me report the abuse to esafety.gov.au. The laws help to keep people safe from severe online abuse and help to remove dangerous online content. Go to esafety.gov.au to learn more or to report online abuse. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Over in the Middle East, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll move forces to the Lebanese border once intense fighting with Hamas in Gaza finishes. Mr. Netanyahu says intense fighting against Hamas is coming to a close. Speaking with Israel's Channel 14, Mr. Netanyahu says the IDF will focus its front on Hezbollah in Lebanon. Meanwhile, the Israeli Defense Force is facing international scrutiny after a video was posted online of an injured Palestinian man who was strapped to the bonnet of a military